Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Nun Vav, the Gemara had brought a braisa, had brought Shittas Reb Yaisi, one who's Maitzi Achatzi Gregus, Lishos Achas, and Achatzi Gregus to a second Rishos, he is Potter, being that he was Maitzi to two separate Rishuyas, he is Potter, and the Gemara is doing Magdi, what does one need to be Mechalak or Rishos into two to be considered two separate Rishuyas, that a Maitzi Chatzi Gregus to one and a Chatzi Gregus to the second one, he is Potter. And Rabbi says, Ushiyesh Chiyav Chatzis Beinayim, there has to be a separate Rishos Ayachid in between these two Rishos Arabs, a Chiyav Chatzis Beinayim, Avol Karmel is Loi, and Abayi is Chaydik, that Afilo a Karmel is Mafsik, the two Rishuyas, Avol Pistla Loi, if there's just an Abad between the two Rishuyas, it's not Mafsik, the Rishuyas into two. And Rav Oma Afilo Pistla also, even a Pistla also, even a Omid between these two Rishuyas also is Mafsik, the Rishuyas into two, and a Maitzi Chatzi Gregus into one, and a second Chatzi Gregus into the other Rishuyas is Potter, because the Rishuyas are Mechalkis. And the Gemara explains, but as the Rav Letamei Dama Rav Rishuyas Shabbos, Ki Rishuyas Gittin Dami, and just like if I'm a Gittin, it's considered a separate Rishuyas, so then when it comes to Shabbos, it's Mafsik and makes it into a separate Rishuyas. The Ramban is mefarish, this that we say a pistla aliba de rava is mechalak the rishus into two is dafka linyan Shabbos. When it comes to nichse ager, a pistla is not mafsik a karka into two to be considered two separate karkois, that if one is mafsik in one piece of karka, it would not be considered a chazaka to be kind of the other piece of karka. He is kind of both chalakim, it's considered one karka and a chazaka in one chalak is kind of both chalakim. And the Ramban is mefarish, even though we find that it's kilo nichse ager from Shabbos when it comes to meitzer and chatzav. The Gemara started off that it's only mafsik ben again nichse ager, but not for tumah and peah, not for Shabbos. And the Gemara then brought mandiyom that achredi can hold that it's mafsik for tumah and peah, and also mafsik for Shabbos. So we see it's more kal to be mafsik ben again nichse ager than it is to be mafsik for peah, for Shabbos, and for tumah. That's only ben again meitzer and chatzav, which are dvarim kavuim. Mashenki, when it comes to a davish and a kavua like a pisla, even though it's mafsik in yin Shabbos, it's not mistaver that a pisla should be mafsik when it's segeti mechalik the karka into two, and it's still considered one karka. And the Ramban is messiah that he's being chilek on das the Rambam. The Rambam holds that all that it's similar, we can redama one to the other, and just like that we find when again nichse ager, it's the most kal when again meitzer and chatzav. Who would did anything which is mafsik in yin Shabbos is also mafsik in yin peya, and this is also mafsik in yin nichse ager. And this Rambam is in Perek Aleph, Milchus Chiyah, Maton Alach, Alach, Yer Aleph, Rambam Paskins, Kol HaMafsik, LePeah, is Mafsik B'Nichse Ager. Anything that we find is Mafsik B'Nichse Ager. Peah is also considered Hefsik B'Nichse Ager, Nichse Ager, because Nichse Ager is more Kal, like we find in our Gemara, that it's more Kal, it's easier to divide Nichse Ager into two. L'Kulei Yalma, Meitzer, Nechatzava, Mafsik B'Nichse Ager, Nichse Ager. And the Rambam then brings Kol HaMafsik, Rishuyah, Shabbos, is Mafsik B'Nichse Ager. This is the halacha that Ramban is being chilek on, that whatever that's considered a hefsik b'negei Shabbos is also considered hefsik b'negei nichse ager. And the Ramban halacha Yibes paskins called davar mafsik l'tumah is mafsik b'nichse ager. And the Ramban is medama all the afsakas la'adadi, anything you find that's a mafsik b'negei peah, b'negei Shabbos, and b'negei tumah is a mafsik b'nichse ager. It's more kal to be mafsik b'nichse ager than is to mafsik any of the above. And if any hefsik we find in b'negei Shabbos, peah, and tumah would be considered hefsik b'negei. When again, nichse ager, and the Ravid is masik, and the Ramban, the Ravid holds like the Shita of the Ramban, that each thing has to be done separately, and just because we find when again, meitzer and chatzav, we find it's more kal to be mafsik, when again, nichse ager, when it comes to pistol, which is a davish and a kavua, there's a svar to say that it's tafkul and Shabbos, it's considered a hefsik, but it would not be considered a hefsik, when again, nichse ager. And the Gemara is mamshich, and the Gemara says, ain't shom le meitzer v'le chatzav, if there is no mafsik, it's one big field, how far does the field go? And the Gemara says, "Kol shenikri sa'ashmoy if it's nikri b'shem echad and echidam yom papa de karli be'gagusa de planya, it's all nikri b'shem echad and as the halacha of one sadeh." And there's a machlokes of Rishonim in regard to what are we discussing when we say that ain't shom le'meitzav le'chatzav. How far does it go? And the Gemara gives the psak of kol shenikri sa'ashmoy. The Rashbam is mefarish. We're discussing ben again nichse ager. How far is one kainah? The Gemara discussed earlier already machlokes of Rishonim b'makish echad. How far a person's kainah machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So here too, the Gemara is asking, how far is a person kain? If there is no meitzah and there is no chatzav, how far does the ma'isik kinyan of nichse ager go? And the Gemara says, the shita v'beichin is kol shenikri sa'ashmoy is considered one sadeh. And if a person makes a kinyan in a nichse ager, which has no meitzah, has no borders, he is kain of kol shenikri sa'ashmoy. Toysis in divya maschel insham lay meitzah is chedek on the Ashbam. And Toysos, we are not discussing nichse ager. The Gemara of insham lay meitzah v'lay chatzav is this atumakoy. We discussed the Minagei Tumah. How far is it considered Makom Echad? Minagei that Halacha mentioned earlier is it considered Makom Echad to be a Safek Bia? That according to Abu Lazar it'll be tar. Safek Bia, Libid Abu Lazar is tar. And how far is it considered one Makom to be Tame according to Abu Lazar? And at what point do we say it's considered a separate Makom to be called Safek Bia into this Makom of Safek Knisa? And the Halacha would be that it's tar. And on that, the Gemara is saying, Kosh Nikris Al Shmoit Kol Begagusa De Planyet Slos the Halacha of one Makom and a Libid Abu Lazar would be considered Vade Nichnas. And Sveika would be Tamei. To be fairish, these machlekes of Rishonim, the Torah is Rom, and Perek Beis Melchus Kelayim explains that there's three separate dinyanim of Hefsik. In Svar, we would say this, that the Gemara says, the Halacha of Hefsik, ben again, Nichse Ager, and there's Halacha of being Mafsik, Asad, ben again, Pei, and there's Halacha of being Mafsik, Asad, ben again, Tuma. L'chayv, it's three separate dinyanim, Nifrodim, what you're being Mechalik. When it comes to Nichse Ager, you're being Mechalik the Karka, you're splitting the Karka into two and making it two Karkois. There the halacha of the hefsek is, we have to see it as a mafsik, that it's mafsik the karka into two karkois, and in such a case a person's koine one is not koine the second chalik. When it comes to pay, a person's not being mechalik the karka into two, the hefsek is not coming to create two separate karkois. When it comes to pay, a person's coming to create two separate sodas. The kvias of a soda is not if the karka is one karka or two karkois, the kvias of a soda is if it's one zriya or two zriyas. When the person came and planted, do we look at it as one big planting of the entire area? Or do we see a hefsek in the zriya that is considered two separate plantings? And if we see there's two separate zriyas, then we look at it as two sodas, and when they get a payah, there'll be two mechayvim. Each soda will be chayvim payah by itself, and the payah of one soda will not pat to the second soda. It comes out when it comes to nichse ager, we're discussing is the chiluk and the karkois to be be'etz and two karkois. And when it comes to pair, we're discussing the two separate zriyas. Is it a separate sada that when you're zerei, we see the two separate zriyas, that when one is nafish pair on one, it's not considered a pair on the second one. When it comes to tumma, we're not discussing karkois and we're not discussing sadis. The hefsek of tumma is a third inyan, the gamri. When it comes to tumma, we're discussing mekaimis. Is it considered one makam or is it considered two mekaimis? According to Abu Lazar, one of the Safik Knisa is considered there is vade nichnas into the makam. It doesn't matter if be'etzim the karka is one din karka or two din karkois. The needin is whether or not it's considered one makam or it's considered a separate makam. Do we look at it that it was vade nichnas into the makam and it's a suffix maga? Or is it a suffix if it's bechlal nichnas into the makam? So when again tumma the kvias is when again mekaimis, when again nichse ager the kvias is in karkois, when again peya the kvias is in sadis, and when it comes to tumma the kvias is in mekaimis, is it one makam or two mekaimis? Dr. Tayyib Israel, according to his chilukim, mestavel ashita satoisvis. When the sugya says culture nikri sal shmoy, it's considered one makam. That's not a svar b'negei karkois. It's not more one karka or less one karka if it's nikri sal shmoy or not nikri sal shmoy. And who do when it comes to zviyas, we don't see more as one zviya or two zviyas b'negei the svar of nikri sal shmoy. It's more mistava. We're discussing tumma. When it comes to mekaimis, one of it's one makam or two mekaimis over there. It's mistava. If it's nikri sal shmoy, it's considered one makam. And if it's not nikri sal shmoy, it's considered a separate makam that's mechalak the mekaimis. And according to Abu Lazar, would be considered a safik knisa. And safik knisa is tar. Safik maga would be tamei. Mashekin, if it's all nikris and one shame, then it would be considered a safik maga. And a safik maga, according to Abu Lazar, the halach is that it's tamei. Zokti tayu Israel, muadin would be mistava like dasa ramban. So the mustafa we kept him medama one thing to another just because we find benegei a pistol which is davish in a kavua kept him mechalak the karkois into two even though we find a meitzah and a chatzav when it comes to nichse ager the halacha that it's more kal and it's easier to be mafsik that the swam being mafsik the karkois it's more kal for a meitzah and a chatzav to be mafsik the karkois into two. Mashekin a davish in a kavua is not a mechalak in the karkois, it's not mafsik the karka into two, it doesn't give it a shame of two karkois. Therefore, even though we find benegei a Shabbos that a pistol will be able to be mechalak into two separate rishuyas, it's not a svar to shtel to one mafsik to another mafsik. Each one we have to decide when I get the inyan of what you're being mafsik in, is this considered a mafsik in that inyan? Melameter and achatzav is mistav to davar kavu in the karka, it's mechalak to karkois, and nichse ager is the most kal. Mashenkin pistol, which is davar shen the kavu, is not a mechalak of the karkois, and if it's tav, it would not make the karkois into two separate karkois. The male is Dr. Terezor, it's Mustafa Dasar Amban. He's being Mazbe the Amban. Why is it that we can't shtel to one to another? And just because we find the Meitzer and Chatzav, this would not be the case by Pistol. And we have no raya that Pistol would be a Mafsik Benichse Ager. Mashegin the Shita Saramam is not Mashma like the Terezor. The Ramam is Mashma, we can redama one thing to another. And all the Hefsekas mentioned in our Sugi is one Inyan. It's all been again being mafsik or makam into two mekaymis, and the Rambam is medamer kol shem mafsik lepeis, consider a mafsik benegay nichse ager, and anything that's a mafsik benegay Shabbos is a mafsik benichse ager, and anything that's a mafsik for tum is a mafsik benichse ager. It's mashma from the Rambam kol inyan echad, it's one inyan of being mafsik or makam into two, and we're not mechalik like the Tzoram is saying between me mechalik and mekaymis, me mechalik sodis and me mechalik karkois into two. The Gemara is mamshich to bring a number of members from Rav Yehuda, and the final member of the Gemara brings on Rav Yehuda, Mashmur, Kol Sheh, Eyua, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Chayev, B'Maisa. The Rashbam is Mefash, Peshas, Misas, Moshe, the Pasuk in Sefer Zayis HaBrocha says, Vayeyua, Hashem is Kol Oretz, Es Agilo, the Adonah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shob Moshe, Rabbeinu, Eretz Yisrael. So whatever was Bechlal, the Re'iyas, Moshe, Rabbeinu, that Moshe, Rabbeinu, saw, that has the din of Eretz Yisrael, and Chayev, B'Maisa. Whatever was not bechlal, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe does not have a halacha of Eretz Yisrael, or not bechayv and Maisa. And the Gemara explains lafuke mai, lafuke keni knizi v'kadmoni. And the Gemara brings a brayser, and Meir says it's naftucha arvo and shalmo. And Rav Yehuda says har seir amen and moyev and Rav Shimon holds our discus aser v'aspamya. These are the arotas that are being nismayit. They were not shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore they are not a chelak of Eretz Yisrael. The Achreinim ask a kash on this Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? Kol ma'asheir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe as halacha v'Eretz Yisrael and is chayev v'maisa. If it was not shown to Moshe, it does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael, it's not chayev v'maisa. L'chayev it's not totally b'chlal, nistar HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe. The halacha of what is niskalis v'kdushas Eretz Yisrael and what is not niskalis v'kdushas Eretz Yisrael is totally whether or not Klai Yisrael conquered it. Whatever Klai Yisrael conquered, whatever is nichpash tachas yodim that has halacha v'Eretz Yisrael, and whatever it was, like Kovshim or the Mitzrayim, whatever the Eilim Mitzrayim did not conquer, does not have a halacha of Eretz Yisrael. We find the sugi in the Gemara, Machlikas, or whether or not Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, or Kibush Yachid, Loi Shmei Kibush. We find even what David HaMelech was Kovish outside of Eretz Yisrael, what he was Kovish in Chutzlar, it's according to the Mandelma, Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, that has a halacha of Kibush, and therefore it has to get the din of Eretz Yisrael. Afilu what a kukuli alma, whatever is nichbash with Allah of kibush rabbim, afilu outside of Eretz Yisrael, if Klai Yisrael is kovish something in chutzlaritz, it could be niskalitz, rektushas Eretz Yisrael, and lichayev and maisvis. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, kol ma'asher eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'moshe, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe as Allah of Eretz Yisrael, and it's been schayev and maisvis, l'choy, it's not totally b'chlal, and being a din of Eretz Yisrael, it's totally whether or not Klai Yisrael was kovish, or whatever is Allah of kibush, in such a case, does have rektushas Eretz Yisrael. And whatever does not have a halacha of kibush of Klai Yisrael is not in the skies with Tushas Eretz Yisrael and is not chayev and meiser. Similarly, one can ask the pasuk in Seif Parshas Masay Perek Lamedal pasuk Beis Tzavas Bnei Yisrael Vamarta Aleim Ki Atim Bor Melaoritz Kenan Zoi Soeretz Asher Tipo Lachem Benachlo Zoi Soeretz Zograshi. Then the pasuk continues to list the gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. Zograshi being that there are harbe mitzvahs that are noig Boaretz and are not noig in Chutz Loaretz. Therefore, the Pasuk has to write the Mitzorim and the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael to tell you that these Gvulim, inside these Gvulim, as the Halachas of Eretz Yisrael, and Mitzvot Atluyos Ba'aretz on the Heges and this Aretz, and anything outside of this Aretz, whatever is in Chutz Ba'aretz, does not have the Mitzvot Atluyos Ba'aretz. And the Bachanan in Sinan Samach Beis, Oiz Gimel and Koi Bitzaharis, asks on Rashi, L'chayvitz Natolim being Beseicha Gvulim and not Beseicha Gvulim, L'chayvitz whether or not the mitzvahs that please Baruch on the Hoggis in the land is Tolim, whether or not Klai Yisrael is Mekadish this land with a Kovish this Oretz and with a Mekadish this Oretz. And it's not Tolim Bechlal in this that these are Bechlal the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael and this Eretz Yisrael Be'etzem, the mitzvahs that please Baruch are Tolim the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. So in fact, the Bachanan, why is it that Rashi says, Zayis Oretz Asher Tipo Lechem Benachlo and the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael are coming to tell us which Oretz the mitzvahs are Noigis and the mitzvahs that please Baruch are Noigin. So Dr. Wachon and Lulay Divay Rashi would say the Nafkamina of the Pasuk of Zayis Oretz Asher Tipo Lechem Benachla is not whether or not the mitzvahs are pleased, but Oretz are noyig in this Oretz or not. What the Pasuk is coming to tell us when it lists us the Gevulim of Eretz Yisrael to tell us which Oretz has Halacha of Eretz Yisrael been again the mitzvah to be Kovish. There was a mitzvah mutal on Klai Yisrael to be Kovish all of Eretz Yisrael. Zayis Oretz Asher Tipo Lechem Benachla, this is the Oretz, these are the Gevulim of Eretz Yisrael, and this is where the mitzvah is to go be Kovish this land. But rather, whatever land Klai Yisrael conquers has the halacha and the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the mitzvah satli is borrowed should be noyigit, and whatever Klai Yisrael was not kovish and was not niskadish, but not of the halacha, the mitzvah satli is borrowed should be noyigit it. And the chayyav b'chonat teretz is only maspik for the pasuk of Zayis Oretz Asher Tipo Lechem Benachla, the nafkamina why the pasuk lists the gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. But our Gemara tells us of kol she'eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe as chayyav b'maisa. The Gemara is Mefurish that is discussing Benegeh the Chiyav Meiser, and if it would not be maspik to say the Nafkaminis, but in our Klai Yisrael is a mitzvah to be Kovish this land. And Hadir Kushala Duchte, why is it that the Gemara is Taylor whether or not it's Be'etzem Eretz Yisrael, it was there Eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, therefore would be Chayv HaMaiseh, and if it wasn't there Eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, would not be Chayv HaMaiseh, L'Choy, which would be telling whether or not Klaisel was Kovish, and whether or not it was Niskadosh with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chanan brings the second teretz to what the Nafkamina, why the Pasuk lists the Gvurim of Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Chanan explains up here the Meshit, the Machlekes of Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, or Kibush Yochid, Lo Shmei Kibush. Tosfos and Rav Tzadia Amud Beis explains the Machlekes of Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, or Lo Shmei Kibush. The Rambam says, Lo Shmei Kibush, what's considered a Kibush Yochid? Based on the Sefri says that only once Klai Yisrael conquers fully the entire Eretz Yisrael, then they can go to Chutz Laaretz, and whatever they conquer is also in the Sky of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But before Klai Yisrael completes the conquering and Minkovish call Eretz Yisrael, and if not Tuloi Tachas Yodom and Nichpash Tachas Yodom, they do not have a shush to go be Kovish into Chutz Laaretz, and what they are Kovish in Chutz Laaretz will not be in the Sky of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Kibush Yochid, Leishmei Kibush, the Taich is that Klai Yisrael was not yet Goymer, the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, Bishas, that Dovra Malach went and was Kibush Surya. And therefore, that Kibush does not have Aloch of a Kibush to Mekadish Surya with Tushas Eretz Yisrael, being that it was not yet Nigma, the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. So, to Bechon, according to the Mandoma, Kibush Yochid, Leishmei Kibush, we could say another Nafkamino, the Gvum of Eretz Yisrael and Eger, that it's only once this Eretz is Nichpash Tachas Yad Yisrael and is Kalsuit with the Tushas Eretz Yisrael, then they can go be Kibush into Chutz Laaretz. Mashenkein, before Klai Yisrael finishes being Kovish this Aretz, they cannot go be Kovish at into Chutz Laaretz, and if they're Kovish into Chutz Laaretz, we will not get the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. The male, the Pasuk is telling us, Zoyis Aretz Ashatipo Lechem Benachlo, is giving us the Gvulm of Eretz Yisrael, which Aretz has to be Niskadish, that in the Kibush of this Aretz, it's Niskadish with the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael, and this is only after Klai Yisrael has finished conquering all these Aretz, then they can go be Kovish into Chutz Laaretz. The male is an Afkmin of these Gvulm, and that's why the Pasuk lists the Gvulm of Eretz Yisrael. Because there's only according to the Mandama Kibush Yochid, Lo Shmei Kibush, according to the Mandama Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, this will not be an Afkamina. And this Teretz of Rabbi Chanan, Lechevik, and Mefarish also into our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Kol Ma'asher Eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe is Chayv B'Maisa. We are discussing before Klai Yisrael was Goymer the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. Being that they were not yet Goymer the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, whatever is her Eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe is Be'etzim Eretz Yisrael, and as soon as Klai Yisrael conquers it, the rega that they conquer this Eretz, it's Niskash to the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it's Chayv B'Maisa. Mashekin Chutz Laaretz, if Klai Yisrael would be conquered outside of Eretz Yisrael before they are going with the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, would not be in the Skadish with the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael, and would not be Chayv HaMaisus until Klai Yisrael finishes conquering Eretz Yisrael, then I feel the Kibush of outside of Eretz Yisrael would have Aloch of a Kibush, would be in the Skadish with the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael, and would be Chayv HaMaisus. The Chazanish in Shvi'is and Simin Gimel, Oyster Zayin, the Chazanish has asked this horror also on the Gemara. Why is it that the Gemara is Toyla Koma, Sha'ila Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe? That's what's Chayv HaMaisa. Why is it Toyin Mi'as Moshe? The Chayr is Toyin the Kibush and the Kiddush that Klai Yisrael's Mekadosh Toretz to beget Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Chazanish is first Mi'ashav Simot Tavachon, according to the Mandel Mekibush Yochid, Shleish Mekibush, Lepishitas Atoysus, and Avtsadia with Beza Pidus Sefri. That it's only once Eretz Yisrael is going with the enigma, the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, that they can Mekadish the Eretz and Chutz Laaretz. The Chaznish enters the second Teretz and he's Mekadish the Grace of Chiddush. The Chaznish is Mekadish and Bai Yisheni, that it wasn't Kol Yisrael Aleha, it wasn't Gant Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, it was only a Mikzas of Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, and they did not have the Urim Betumim, being that they were Chosid these two things, it wasn't Kol Yisrael Aleha, and they did not have an Urim Betumim. In such a case, it would not apply the Aloha of the Pasuk in Seif Pashas Ekev of Kol Mokam Asher Tidduch Kaf Raglechem, that anywhere Klai Yisrael is Kovish is in the skies with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. This halacha that Klai Yisrael's halacha that whatever the kovish they can mekadish any eretz and chutz to the kedushas eretz Yisrael is dafka if it's kol Yisrael aleha, you have kol Klai Yisrael in eretz Yisrael and you have the urim v'tumim with these two tanaim. Then if Klai Yisrael is kovish outside of eretz Yisrael, even if the kovish in chutz it can be in the skies for the kedushas eretz Yisrael, but without these two tanaim, dainu in bayisheni when they were chassid, they didn't have kol Yisrael aleha and they did not have an urim v'tumim. Even if they be kovish in chutz laaretz, they cannot be mekadosh in eretz outside of eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of eretz Yisrael, and will not become chayiv in the mitzvah tlis baaretz. It will not become chayiv in maisvus. And therefore, our Gemara is saying, kol ma'asher eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe is chayiv in maisa, afilu in bayisheni, afilu without the extra halacha of kibush of kol Yisrael aleha with urim v'tumim, where they can mekadosh afilu chutz laaretz. Even if these halachas are missing, whatever I was there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, if Klai Yisrael conquers from these Arotzes, even without Klai Yisrael Aleo, being that it's Be'etzim Eretz Yisrael, and it becomes Niskadosh with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, with the Kibush L'Chud, Afi, without Numbetum, without Klai Yisrael Aleo, and Lefi D'Chad Nishu Adin, this is why the Pasuk says, Zois Arutash of Tipul Lechem Benachan, Rashi tells us that these Gvulim are Negev and Negev, the mitzvahs are Tluyas Baretz, that even though it's possible for Klai Yisrael to Mekadesh Arotis and Chutzot to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that's Tafka with Kol Yisrael Aleh, and that's Tafka to Vetumim, Masha Enkin, doing by Shein, that they're missing these two Tnorim, it's Tafka what's inside these Gvulim, it was their Eirah Kadesh Baruch Hulam Moshe, these Arotis that at any time Klai Yisrael's Kedush is Arotis, they're Neskatsut with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and then Neskayev and Chumas and Mises and the mitzvahs are Tluyas Baretz. And everything we discussed until this point to me, Yashiv the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean? Kol Ma'asher Eir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Chayev B'Maiser, that whatever was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu as the halacha of being of Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara explained this, La'afuke, Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, Nisrov, and Afkamina from Abachonan, Ma'anam, Akibush, Yochad, Oishmei Kibush, the first Taisos to be conquered in Eretz Yisrael, in order to Mekadosh HaRotzes, outside of Eretz Yisrael, B'Kibush, or the Fidach HaZnish, that if you add an Umbertum, and without Kol Yisrael, they can become Nisqadosh, Yekdushas, Eretz Yisrael. But this is all based on the Anocha that the Keni, Knizni, and Kadmoni are not a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. Hagam, they are promised to have from Avinu at the Bispein Absorim. They do not have the Anocha being Be'etzim Eretz Yisrael. Kol Ma'asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe does not include Keni, Knizni, and Kadmoni. And therefore, they are not included in Eretz Yisrael. They are considered Chutz La'aretz. And all these Anochas that we said apply, that the Kibush has the Anocha of Kibush of Chutz La'aretz. The Mishnah Melachim for Hashem Drachim is Medayik from Tosis, the Ramaskal Lafuke Mai. Tosis asks, why does the Gemara say, Dafka Lafuke Keni Knizi and Kadmoini? Why don't we say, Kol Ma'asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe is Chayev B'Maiser, Lafuke Mai is Lafuke Chutzlaretz, that being the Chutzlaretz wasn't shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not Nischayev B'Maiser. And Tosis answers, the Ein Zeh Chiddush Tisa Dove Poshet, that Chutzlaretz is not being Nischayev B'Maiser, Ulekach, Omer Lafuke Keni Knizi V'Kadmoini, Afar Gav Dem Eretz Yisraelim. Hagam da Keni Knizi and Kadmoini is from Eretz Yisrael. Afilu Achi, it's not part of Ma'asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, and therefore it's not Neschayev B'Maaser. And the Mashmoyis of Tosis is that Keni Knizi and Kadmoini does have Halacha of Eretz Yisrael, being that it was a chiluk of the Bispein Absorim and was promised to Avraham Avinu, it does have Halacha of Eretz Yisrael. And Afilu Achi, being that it wasn't Eretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, therefore it's not Neschayev B'Maaser. And for this, we cannot say the Nafkaminis of Rabbi Chanan and of the Chazon Ish. The Nafkamina and the Chaznish, that's Dafkif to being Kovish in Eretz Yisrael. We say, I feel without Kol Yisrael there, without the Umbertum, still they can Mekash with Tushas Eretz Yisrael. Mashaki Chutzlars needs Kol Yisrael there, and also needs the Umbertumim. The Chor that only applies to Chutzlars, Mashaki and Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, which Tosis is telling us is in Eretz Yisrael. The Chor the Kibush alone should be enough to Mekash with the Tushas of Eretz Yisrael. And who did the Nafmina of Abachon and the Chor would be no issue to be conquered that Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini? Being that these Arots are Be'etzim Eretz Yisrael, Memele, they can be Niskadish Afidu before Klai Yisrael is going with the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. And if this is Hodja Kushal Duchte, why is it Tolly in Kol Ma'asher Eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe is Neschayev B'Maaser, the Chor is not Tolly in Vias of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Tolly in Kibush of Klai Yisrael and Kiddush of Klai Yisrael. And why is the Gemara Tolly in only what's Ma'asher Eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe is Neschayev B'Maaser? Ayn Prashas Drachim Sham, that is Miyashu Lefi Das HaTosis, but Lechayu Tadik and Tosis, that Tosis holds Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini does have Halacha of Eretz Yisrael, and Afilu Achi, being that it wasn't Eir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, it would not be Neschayev B'Maaser.
Baba Basa, Daf Nun Vav Beis, Mishnah says that, and that goes in Dine Chazaka, about Eidus on the Chazaka, and in Dine Eidim Zaymim on the Chazaka, Yishnaim Eidim Moise, Sha'ach L'Shal HaShanim, V'nim Zaymim, Mishalminloi es hakol. As the Mishnah says that if Edom are found Zaymim on a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, then Mishalminloi es hakol. As Freg the Ritva, that the Mishnah in Makis and Afei, that there's a mir of Kasha Zaman Veloi Kasha Rosa, that if the Din Torah was done already, there's no Din of Kasha Zomim. Kasha Zomim is only when the Edom were Machayiv, when you already carried out the Psak, it was Osa, as then there's no Din of Kasha Zomim. As Tainet the Ritva over here, it's already Kasha Rosa, because he's in the Karka. Tainet the Machzik sitting in the Karka. As soon as the Edom came and said he ate it for Gimel years, as he's Miyad in the Karka, it's Kasha Rosa. As Zog the Ritva, that the Mishnah has to be talking about a tzir where he's not sitting in the karka. Memegla, it's not called Kasher Rosa. Muki Yosef is Mitzayin. The Tosis and Baba Kama, Davdalar Amid Beis, has a tzad that by Momin you don't have the meat of Kasher Zama, but Loi Kasher Rosa. As Lefi Tosis, that there's no meat of Kasher Zama, but Loi Kasher Rosa, either because Momin is Efsha Bechazara, as it's never called Kasher Rosa, or because the reason why Kasha Zom Veloi Kasha Ros is Mishum Ein Oin Shem Min Adin, my mom and Oin Shem Min Adin, So then the Mishnah is very good. You can't ask a question. This Mishnah is a makor to Shitas Tosfos and Baba Kama, that by Momin you don't say Kasher Zom Veloy Kasher Asa. For the other Rishonim, you have to say that the Mishnah is talking about Hechatimsa, where he's not sitting in the field. And the Rishbam is a Shver Rishbam. The Rishbam over here, Mishalman lo yisakol, kfid mei karka sheyereitza lefsida yigma mihem, kidesiv kasher zomam veloi kasher osa. The Shad is, what does the Rishbam want? Kasher zomam veloi kasher osa. What does it have to do? The din is kasher zomam. You pay what you paid. Mashash tells on it. As the Nitziv wants to say a very gishmaka pshat in the Rashbam. Zog the Nitziv that be'emes is a chiddush in the Rashbam. Mishalmim lo yisakol, zog the Rashbam kifi d'mei karka. Dahainu, miduig in the Rashbam, that the only thing you have to pay back the Mari Kama is the d'mei karka that you wanted to be mafsid him. But what about the peiris that he ate? It's miduig in the Rashbam. You don't have to pay back. And the Rishonim, and the Rashba, and the Rush, it's a nidin. They tiny the Loshim Mishalman Lesa Kol is what's a kol, Mashma Karka, Vipeiros. As the Rush has it said, that you do have to pay back the Peiros. Aye, how do you know what Peiros he ate? And if he's mighty, he ate Peiros for 3 years, as then he becomes a Moksik. As the Rush says, that in Itzir we have Edim that he ate Paris for 2 years, and how much Paris that he ate, as then you would have to pay back the Paris that he ate too. That's Mishalmin lo esakol. As a karka, yes, a Paris. Zogd in Itziv, the Rishbam is coming lafuke from the Rosh. The Rishbam holds Losh and Rishbam kifid me karka, shahiraitzim lafsida yigva mehem. The Rishbam is coming to say, no, you only pay the Dmei Karka, and you don't have to pay the Peiris. Aber zok der Rishbam, why don't you have to pay the Peiris? Kidichsiv kasher zomam, beloy kasher osa. Because the Peiris always blives kasher osa. Why? Because over here we're talking about where he ate the Peiris already. As soon as the Psak Din goes out, that he owns it, as the psak din is, he could keep the money that's in his pocket. He doesn't have to pay. As whenever Bezdin is paskening that someone is potter, as that's already called kasher rasa, because as soon as Bezdin paskens, he's potter, he could keep the money that's in his pocket. Bezdin paskens someone, there's an oinish, he's mechuyiv to do something, that's kasher zomam. But every time Bezdin paskens someone's potter to pay what's in his pocket, that's called kasher rasa. Ah, Yazim Kane on the Karka too, like the Ritva S. Zok the Rashbam, Levad Karka Shaloi Sheyitel Mina Machsik. Because the Karka is Be'en, and the Karka is Ef Shalachsar, the Gufa Karka to the Machsik. By the Peiris, he already ate the Peiris, and in this, does he have to pay a separate money or not? As that's called Kasherasa. Mashenkin the Karka is Lefneinu. As they be saying, the karka shalifneinu, that he could be yitol min hamachzik. Lefizeh, the Rishbam is going al derech tesis, because it's efsha bechazara mamin, but the Rishbam holds, the only time you say the svar of efsha bechazara, it's not called kasherasa, is by karka be'en, but when you're handling a choiv, then you don't say the svara. As lefizeh is dachzeh gishmak, as a mele, the Rishbam holds, not like Tesis. There's Bam holds that there is a meat of Kasher Zom Veloy Kasher Asa by Momin too. Now there's Bam holds that Chutzum Karka, because Karka, which is a Dover Be'en, which is Efshe Bechazara, that never has a shame of Kasher Asa. So that's how there's Bam will be Miyashiv, the Shaila of the Ritva. Oh. So this is the Mishnah on Nun Vav. Oh. The Gemara says, Atzir, that if you have Shloisha Edim, two Edim Me'idim on one Shana, two Edim Me'idim on a second Shana, two Edim Me'idim on a third Shana, the halacha is that he wins the Din Torah, and if afterwards they're found to be Zaymimim, as Mishal Shalin Beinayim. As on this, the Gemara says on Unvav Amad Beis, Masnisan Deloi Ki Rebbe Kiva, the Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Kishahalach Abba Chalafta, Eitzel Rabbi Yechran Ben Nuri. It's got a mevur in the Gemara. that even though it was his father, you're not allowed to say your father's name, but if you say the word Abba first, then you're allowed to. Oh, as he said, Reshach l'shana rishayinu b'fnei shnayim, shniya b'fnei shnayim, shlishas b'fnei shnayim, amalu harez l'chazak, it's mahani l'chazaka. And Rebbe Kiva is chaylik. This is really a separate chaylik. It's nothing to do with the Edom Zaymim part. It's tam. Agavucha, you see in the Mishnah that it's shaykh to have three different Edom being made on the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And that the Gemara is saying thus doesn't stim with Rebbe Kiva. Because Rebbe Kiva holds davar, v'loy chatzi davar. Rebbe Kiva holds that Edom have to be made on the whole thing. If Edom are not made on the whole thing, it doesn't help. The Gemara is mavur that the Rabbanan are ma'ida that there's a drush of dava v'loy chatzi dava. So what do they do with it? As the Gemara says, it's coming lafuke yetzir of shtei sages. If two edim come to say they saw one sire and two edim come to say another sire over there, there's a mid of chatzi dava. It's mavur in the Gemara that you need two Edom to be made, that she's a bar oinshim. Pashtus oinish is something which needs Edom. As frekta shara mishpat in Simin Lamed, that there's a Gemara, that there's a Shulchan Aruch, and Evan Ezer, Simin Kuf Nun Hei, Sifkot and Tesvov, the Paskins, that Isha is Nemenis by Edus Cyrus, to say that she saw that another Isha has Cyrus, meaning you don't have to have two Edim on Cyrus. Even one Isha is Nemon. As the question is if Eid Echor is Nemon, you don't need Edim. Are you seeing the Gemara that it's Nemon? The Shara Mishpat wants to say a teretz over there. The Kovit Shurim Bayos says that Shani Hocho, that we're talking about over there, the Marshal, one of the reasons why it's given, why there is no Cheskes, one of the reasons why it's given over there is because you have a Chazaka de Rabba when Aisha's 13, she's Becheskas that she brings Cyrus, so Mela and Nechor is believed. We bring the Kovich Yurim, that Tosis later on Kufnun Dalet says, that the Chazaka the Rab is only when we don't know if they brought Chazak, they brought Cyrus when they were 13. As then we assume they brought Cyrus when they're 13. But let's say you have Aisha that was 12. I know this man of Cyrus of Aisha is 12. And she didn't bring Cyrus when she was 12. Now the Shaila is maybe a short time afterwards she brought Cyrus. As over there, you don't have Chazaka de Rabba, because you see she's a different kind of a Isha. She didn't bring Cyrus. The Chazaka de Rabba is every Isha b'derech klal brings Cyrus by 12. But over here, you see she's different. She didn't bring it right away. So over here, you would need Edim to say. As you could say, that's one seer the Gemara is talking about. Or he says, you could say the Gemara is talking about, when do you have a Chazaka de Rabba? You only have a Chazaka de Rabba when you know how old she is. If you don't know how old she is, there's no Chazaka de Rabba. So you'll say the Gemara is talking about it too, but there's no Chazaka de Rabba. Well, over there, you need Edim. So the Hezber of Rebbe Chanan to be Mazber, why you need Edim to be made. Why don't you say mech on the Chazaka de Rabba? Vavinishvi, it's before in the Gemara, you do need Edim. And the Gemara says there's a chilek. There's a chilek between the tzir over here of Shtei Cyrus and Cheska Shalosh Shanim. And thus bring the rift, the Kvatomu Kol Raboisa. What's the chilek? What's the chilek that by two Cyrus the Rabbanan hold it's called Chatzi Davar? And by Cheska Gimel Shanim, the Rabbanan hold it's not called Chatzi Davar. Maishna zu mizu, as this kama mahalchim in the Rishonim. As Hashem go through kama the mahalchim. The first mahalach we'll go through is the mahalach of the Rashbam, which is also the mahalach of Tosis and Baba Kama and Daf Ayin Amid Beis. There's a similar sugya, doimet to the sugya over here. And also It's the Mahalach of the Baal Amor in our sugya to answer the Shaila of the Rif. As Zog der Rashbam, the Chilik is because by Shtei Cyrus, the only time she becomes a Gdoila is when the Shtei Cyrus are at the same time. As if Edom are saying they only saw one Tsar, it means they had an option, they could have seen two Cyrus. And the Mai said they're only seeing one Cyrus, Tsar. As a Mela, they're only seeing half of the Edus. As over there, it's called a Chatzi Dovar, because they had an option to see more, and they only saw half. That's called a Chatzi Dovar. Masha Enkein by Chazakah. By Chazakah, we're talking about each year of the Chazakah happens at a different time. If you're there in the first year, you can't see the second year. As Kum Techois, the Eidim that are seeing the first year, at that time, they can't see the second year. Azok der Rashbam, Lefika Choshev Dover Shalom Bifnei Atzmai. It's called, they see, Dover Shalom Bifnei Atzmai. The Baal Amor says, and you don't have to be matriach them to see the second year. Mashman der Rashbam, even without that, Hosafa of the Baal Amor, you could say the Svara. As Kum Techois, Azok der Rashbam, Lemaisin der Rashbam is Mashma, the Chilik is a Chiddush. Because Lamaisim, at the end of the day, they're both a Chatzi Dover. Like the Rashbi is on the Rashbam. They're both Chatzi Dover. Zavada, they're both a Chatzi Dover. No, the Rashbam means one is more of a Dover Shalim than the other one. Azog the Rashbam, da kocho, kiven the kralim yute yasa, mir echru de iko. Ein the kralim yute kim Chatzi Dover, the mistabra tvei. Meaning the tzir of Chatzi Dover, which is spitz Chatzi Dover, as that. You could be memayit. Masha ain't gained the tzir of chatzi dover, which isn't kol kach chatzi dover, as that you can't be memayit. Not you can't be memayit. That's how the Rashbam answers the shayla of the Rash. Before they're both a chatzi dover. No, but it's a chatzi dover, which is less of a chatzi dover. It's more daima to a dover sholim. Toif, so that's one question the Rishonim asks and how the Rishbam answers it. Of the Ramban, Baba Kama, and the Rashba over here is another question. They ask Ipcha Mistaba. They ask that it should be easier to be Mitztarif when they're both being made at the same time. Then it's easier to be Mitztarif then because they're both being made at the same time. Masha Enkein, when one's being made in one year and the other one's being made in a different year, as being that they're made at two different times, it should be harder to be mitztarif them. As thus fragt the Ramban and the Rashba on the Rashbam. As the Shaila is how is the Rashbam going to answer this question? As in order to answer the Rashbam, you could say that the Nidin is in a Chakira that the Birchus Shmuel and Simen Nun clears. The Birchus Shmuel and Simen Nun clears is the Chsaron of Chatzi Dover a Chsaron in the Eidus, or is it a Chsaron in the Tziruf? Is it the word Chatzi Dover? When someone's made on a Chatzi Dover, he doesn't have a shame aid. You only get a shame aid if you're made on a Dover Shalom. Or no. Be'etzem, you can get a shame aid if you would be made on a Chatzi Dover, being that if you mitztarif with another aid, this is a Dover Shalom. But the Gzeres HaKosev is we're not mitztarif the Edusim. It's a din in the Tziruf. Tainer Rebor Ber. A nafkamina would be, what would be by Eidus B'Yisurim, where there's a din of Ischazik Yisura and you need two Eidim. As a Baruch Be'er Tainis, that over there, where you need two Eidim, it's not the word you need two Eidim, you need a tziruf of two Eidim. Just the word Eid Echod's not enough. As you need two Eid Echod's in order to be believed, because in Yisurim Be'etzim Eid Echod is believed, but you don't need a tziruf. He says, if the Chsan of Chatzi Dovers, it's Nishkin Eidus. As even by Yisurim, it's not an Eidus. But if it's a Chsan in the Siruf, As by Yisurim, when it's Ischazik Yisura, well, over there you don't need a Tziruf of the Edim, as then Chatzidav will be kosher. This is the clarifier of Bam. It's Moed Yitochin, he brings down from Chaim, that Reb Chaim said it's a Chsan and the Tziruf. Bam is the Lashon of the Ramban, and the Rajba is its Eino Mitztarif. Lashon the Rif also Chsas Meduik that way, like Reb Chaim them done. As you could say, that's the Machloikis, the Rishbam, and the Ramban. The Ramban learns the word of Chatzidav as the din in Siruf. As if you're handling Siruf, as tiny the Ramban and the Rashbam, and also the Mistaber. It's easier to be Mitztarif Edim when they both were made at the same time. When they're made at different times, as the Edis is more separate, it's harder to be Mitztarif them. As that's what the Ramban and the Rashba tiny on the Rashbam, that Ipcha Mistaber. Misvara, you should say the other way around. Abba the Rishbam, Kinira learns that the Chsarin of Chatzidavar is a Chsarin in the Rias HaEdos. Dahainu, a aid which sees a Chatzidavar that can be an aid, that's not called an Eidos. In Kimuvan, this is Mavur, if you what you see in Makis Davov, in the Sugya of Yimsechon Mem Karev Upasol, that the din of Nimzechon Mem Karev Upasol is Tali B'Shas Ria, because B'Shas Ria is when he gets a Shem Eid. As the Shas Ria is Koveya, the Shem Eid on the Eid. Oh, there's the din of Eidin and Asadayin, by Eid Haroya, Zemindach, the Ria is Koveya the Eidus. As being that the Shas Ria is Koveya the Eid, as someone who sees something which he doesn't have a Shem Eid on is not an Eid B'Chlal. As the Rishbam learns, it's a chsarin in the gufa aid, that the shame aid is hukva b'shas riyah, somebody who's riyah is not a riyah shlema, doesn't have a shame of an aid. As if that's the ged of the mir, it's a mir in the riyah. As then it's very gishmak the Rishbam. Zog the Rishbam, when do you say there's a chsarin in the riyah sa'id? There's a chsarin in the riyah sa'id when he could have seen two Cyrus. And he's only seeing one sar. As kum techois is ria, is a enoi ria mushlemes. He's not seeing the whole ria. He's only seeing a part of the ria. As thus is a ria of chatzidovo. As say bezei, thus is nesmayet. Masha'en kain in the second seer by Chazaka. As by Chazaka, over there, you saw everything you could see. As Mamela Mitzad the Riyah Sheba, you have Shaper, Shem Riyah Sa'edos. As Mamela, it's not Shaykh Chson of Chatzidava. Doch Zeh Gishmak, the Machloikis, the Rishbam, and the Ramban, they're arguing in the Chakira of Reboch Ber. Is it a Chson in the Riyah? Or is it a Chson, which means the Eidos? We're putting the two together, or is it a chsarin in the tziruf? As thus is the mahalich of the Rishbam. And it's totally if you could see everything or not. The Rishbam, the Balamo, and Tosis in Bava Kama. The Rif by us, and Tosis by us, says a different pshat. They say the chilik is as a that. Over here by Chazaka, as your Eidus is Moyolin Yim Peris. As being that your Eidus is Moyolin Yim Peris, it's not Lav Klumu, it's doing of something. As the Lashon of the Rif is, Migu Davi Eidus Lin Yim Peris, Havi Eidus Lin Yim Chazaka. Masha'en came the Eidus of Cyrus. The Eidus of Cyrus, over there, an aid on Eidim on Sar Echad has no halacha ramification. It doesn't do anything. As being that it doesn't do anything, the Eidus, as Mele, it doesn't, it's still called the Chatzidava. Thus is the Mahalich of Taisis by us, which is Alderich the Rif. As Kedem called, Ashena Nafkamina would be. What would be if the Marikam would be Meichel on Peris? As the Svar of the Rift that the Edom are coming to be Mechayev Peris, you wouldn't have because he was Meichel on Peris. But the Svar of Rashi, of the Rishbam, I'm sorry, you would have. So this is a nafkemina between the Rishbam and Taisis and the Rif, that Taisis and the Rif learn. We have to be talking about it today. You mechayev beperis. The shaila is, what's the hezber of the Rif and Taisis? As the lashon of the Rif is that when the Eidus is not mechayev anything, it's lav klumhu. As a bezeh, you can't be mitzarif it together to make it into an Eidus. What do you want to say? You want to take two Eidim that are made on one side, two Eidim that are made on one side. Each Eidus mitzar atzmoi, they're not saying anything. They don't have a shame Eidus, because their Eidus is lav klumhu. They're not creating a din. They're not being poil a din. As what do you want to do? You want to put everything together and be mitzarif them to shafa locha. That is no din. Sirif is only after they have a shame Eidus, as you can be mitzarif more and more. But to be mitzarif, to make them into Eidim, that you don't do. As being that kol echad bifnei atzma, he doesn't have a shame Eidus, you can't be mitzarif them. Masha'engen, when kol echad is made legabe peiris, as being that it has a shame Eidus, le'inyan peiris, Azu adin, it has a shame edus l'inyan chazakin. Muki Yosef is madgish, ravadif, peiris and chazak will be two totally different in yonam shenam shaykh zu lezu, manyan zu etzel zu. But it's both nidoinim in the karka shalafneinu. As being that they have a shame edus klapi one din, as you could say, they have a shame edus klapi the other din, l'inyan that you could be mitzarif them. This is the mahalich of the Rif. Frektasis, nuishainim, of the Rif, Tesim Baba Kama, the other Rishainim, and the Gemara in Gittin, that the Gemara in Gittin says that Edim could be meyed that a Isha made a Shliach, and then Edim could be meyed that a different Edim could be meyed that the Shliach was Makabal and the Gerish didn't happen. For the Rishainim, over there it should be a Chatzi Davar. Hare no din is Chal, al pi the first Edus, as it should be a Chatzi Davar. When you say that you made a shliach, lamaisa no halacha was chal. The shlichus is only nageir to be mechel the gerishin. Oh. As the Rishonim answer, the Rashba over here, the Ramban Baba Kama, that the din shlichus is chal. Oh, the shal is what's meant the din shlichus. It's the whole nafkamin of the shlichus is the shafach halois gerishin. But the Birch Shmuel is mazbir because shlichus and the isha. In order for it to work, you need v'nasan biyada. It has to be biyada isha. As when the isha is making a shliach, chutz in the fact that she's making a shliach to be t'chleis gerishin, she's making a shliach that the yad shliach is kiyada isha. As kum t'chleis, right now there's a chalois that's chal, that yad shliach kiyada isha. As a mele, it's called something is chal now. So if this is the second mahalach, the mahalach of the Rif and Doises by us. A third mahalach is the mahalach of the Ran in our sugya, very famous Ran. The Ran says, Geboit on the raid of the Ramban on Daf Membeis, the famous Ramban, which the Ran says also, that how does Cheskes Gimel Shanim work? The way it works is, is be'emes, if the Bailam saw and he was shasik, as there's a middle on Micha, which says you're a muchsik miyad. Just what? There's a reis of achvesh torcho. As being that there's a reis of achvesh torcho, as a melo you need 3 years. As zog deran, kum techois, be'etzem del middle on Micha, v'rege echad is machsik. Why do you need cheskes gimel shanim? Because of a reis of achvesh torcho. As kum techois, when you mayed on a shana, you're being mayed on a good chazaka, because be'etzem a shana echad has a koyach to be machzik. Masha'enkin, when you mayed on sar echad, as then you're not being mayed on anything. Sar echad is a shuma ba'alma, it doesn't show anything. Masha'enkin, by cheskes gimel shanim, when you mayed on a shana of living in the karka, as that shows that he's a muksik, just as a race of a betzim, it shows you're a muksik. Das tiny the chdushe aran. The meginzei agrach, it brings down that Reb Chaim wanted to say, lefizi, it doesn't mean the chdushe aran, but he says, lefi this mahalach in the Gemara, you could say, geshmak avot. Why does Reb Akiva argue on this lomdis? Zokter Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai. Why? As if you remember the first Mishnah in Cheskas Abatim, all the way back on Chof Chesamet Aleph. Over there it says that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold that you don't need Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Rabbi Shmuel holds Yud Ches Chodesh, Rabbi Kiva holds Tesvav. Yudalit Chadoshim. Zog the Gemara, because Rabbi Shmuel, who Adin Rabbi Kiva, that holds B'doimel Rabbi Shmuel, hold that you learn out from Shor HaMu'ed. As if you learn out from Shor HaMu'ed, Gimel Achilas make you into a Muchsik. That which we say that it's Mishum Midloi Michan, the race of Ach Vishtorcha, is going according to the Rabbanon. As they say, Zokrub Chaim, Zeya Gishmak, Zeya Zis. As Lefi the Ran, that the Ran says, that Pshat in the Chilik of Cyrus and Chazaka is because by Chazaka you're made on something. That's only Lefi the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon Lashitasai, because they learn the Chazaka is Gebayt on Midalai Micha, on the race of Ach Vishtorcha. As then when you're made on a year, it's called you're made on something. Masha'en kein Rabbi Kiva l'shitasa, he couldn't learn that way, because Rabbi Kiva learns like Kol Chayusha, that you learn it out of Shor HaMu'ed, as if you learn it out of Shor HaMu'ed until you do three times, it's not a chazaka b'chlau. Yeah. So gishmak they suffer Reb Chaim on the run. As thus is a third mahalach. Got from this run, you have a raya, there are many achroinim, I'll say them b'li shame, because coming to being a raya, not like them, but many, many gdolei achrayim that learn that which the rishayim say, that midalei micha is miyad, is only before the reis of Ach Vishtorcha. But now that there's a reis of Ach Vishtorcha, as everyone knows, they don't have to be meicha miyad, as they only have a midalei micha after 3 years. They want to answer a bunch of questions. Lefi ze, koydim kol yesh lodin b'divreihem. That not everyone's such a tifa lamda. Nichvis, echob sait, was da reis of Ach Vishtorcha, not meichem miyad. People are human beings. When it put veish reitman, when you see something, it stirs you. B'derech klal, a person is meichem miyad. Oh, svar is a chiddish, that being that he knows he could wait, he won't be meichem miyad. That's alein is a chiddish. Aber naniach, it's a chiddish of Shaloima. Aber this ran, you see not that way. Because the Ran is klar going after the reis of Ach Vishtoch, and afilu achi, the Ran says, and midulay michav miyad, is machzik. Is that mindach klar, nishvin, was other kama gdele achreinim wanted to learn in the Ramban. The Ramban himself also says a teretz. As the Ramban, in the Mochanes in Baba Kama, the Ramban says that is the difference between Cyrus and Chazaka. Because Chazaka, the year is Haschol of the Chazaka. It's all the 3 years together that make you into a Muchsik. Masha'en Cain, by Cyrus, 1 year is nothing. Because there are those, the Birchus Shmuel wants to say that the Ramban means like the Chedushei Haran. But it's very sussum in the Ramban. The Ramban does not mention because the Midlay Mich is Miyad and the race of Ach Vishtorcha. The Ramban just says because when you have a cheska of 1 year, you will maschil the chazaka. Near Nadvarim in the Ramban, this Ramban is not Lashitosa. It's saying an egen of hope. The Avon of the Ramban is Bo'eshvin Zeh. Gracie is so. I mean, it's a shtaka Avona in the Indianim. When a person has a cheskes gimel shanim, as what's the pshat? Is it the vote until he does the whole three shanim, he's not a muchzik? Zok the Ramban, no. The vote is one shana gives you a level of muchzikais. Two shanim give you a higher level of muchzikais. Three shanim make you a fester muchzik. As kum dechais, every shana is adding to the chazaka. In order to beat the Marikama, you need a fester muchzikais of Gimel Shanim. If you only have a 1 year muchzik, it's not strong enough yet to beat the Marikama. As kum dechais, a year is machzik. It's just not enough. But when you have 3 years together,
the reason why you're a muksik is mikoyach the first year. Das is by shonim. Das is by cheskes batim and shonim. Mashe engin by sar. Zog der Ramban sar echod lav hascholas gadlasu. Not the vote when you see one sar. Oh, now we know you're starting to be a gadol. No, and bring the Ramban araya, because there are many ktanim that aren't karev to shnas gadlas that bring one shana, one sar. A zemendoch, one sar is not a semen of gadlas bechlal. As kum de reis one sar segonish veld. But one shana is already haschala. As was is lemaisa for it's a chatzi dava. But if you learn the Ramban, like we said before, that the Ramban is going like Reb Chaim, that learns it's a sarin and tziruf, and that's why he asked on the Rashbam, as toch say a gishmak. Zog the Ramban, bishlema one sar, which is lav klumu. As then you can't be mitztarif it to the other star, because they're both love klumos, they're not mitztarif to become an edus. Masha inge by shana echot, it's a hascholes chazoka, it's a starter and the rest is a continuation. As then it's easier for it to be chalat siruf, being that it's haschola and a gmar, it's mitztarif. As when you have haschola and a gmar, then it's easier to be mitztarif them. Masha ain came when you don't have aschol and a gemar. One is efes, as then it's not mitztarif. As im kinim advarim is doch zei gishmak. Why the Rishpam didn't learn like the Ramban? Not because he's cholik in the lamdas of cheskes abatim, but because he's cholik in the chesaron of chatzi dava. He holds his chesaron in the ria. Advarim nifloim.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.